Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We have another pretty active day ahead of showers and thunderstorms across the area, generally moving slowly to the east and northeast, most numerous midday and into the afternoon hours, roughly from about 1 to 6 p.m., give or take. But we may see a few cells around this morning. It's a very tropical air mass. A few isolated showers and storms may form, but the bulk of the activity midday and into the afternoon. Again, locally, very heavy downpours and frequent lightning, and a storm or two may also produce some gusty winds. Would not be at all surprised to see some rainfall rates of 2 to 3 inches per hour in some areas. So these will be some very heavy storms. Not necessarily everywhere, but the coverage is pretty decent today. More than half the area should see rain at one time or another. In some spots, we'll get a heck of a lot of rain. But it then will be the beginning of a change in the weather pattern starting tomorrow, and especially later in the week and into the weekend as we go into a pattern that's not quite as wet. Unfortunately, this time of year, not quite as wet equates into much hotter, too. In fact, yesterday's high temperature of 90 degrees means that every day so far this month, that's 13, has had a high temperature officially at the International Airport of 90 degrees or hotter. So it's been a little bit of a hotter month compared to June and July, primarily because it's not been quite as wet as those first couple months of our wet season. So we're looking at temperatures by Thursday, Friday, Saturday, easily topping out in the low to mid-90s, and in many days, 95 or so, especially once you get a little bit inland. Feel like temperatures will increase each day, too, of course, reaching 100-plus by the end of the week and end of the weekend, and only isolated afternoon showers and thunderstorms. So coverage will go from roughly 75% of the area today to about 40% of the area tomorrow to about 30% of the area Thursday and down to around 20% of the area by Friday and Saturday. So it will become decidedly drier again as we get toward the end of the week and the weekend. In the tropics, they don't have anything cooking at the moment, really. An area of low pressure over the North Atlantic has some chance to become subtropical or tropical, but it's going to stay out in the middle of nowhere-sville, so to speak. And we do have several tropical waves to track coming off the coast of Africa. While conditions overall at the moment aren't all that favorable, certainly may see something pop here between about the 20th and 30th of August, give or take. Explain that in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. And also, yesterday, the 13th of August was the 14th year anniversary since the landfall of Hurricane Charley on the southwest coast of Florida. A powerful Category 4 hurricane, compact but very intense, hit very near Port Charlotte and Punta Gorda, considerable amount of damage, and then crossing into the Orlando area, not as powerful by that point, but still very damaging with many tornadoes and very high damaging winds, and then finally offshore, not too far from Daytona Beach. It was the beginning, or very near the beginning, of quite a stretch of hurricane activity that affected Florida through much of September during about a six-week period, many of those storms directly and indirectly impacting Jacksonville, including Bonnie, Charlie, Francis, and Jean, and even to some degree, Ivan. That was, again, 14 years ago in 2004. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center, for News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.